Thank the Lord tonight for His goodness to us. Thank the Lord for the songs that have been sung. And I am satisfied tonight. Are you?
Yeah.
You know, did y'all hear him playing basketball over there? There's nothing wrong with playing basketball, but I'll tell you what, we have something better here tonight. And I'm thankful that there is something that can satisfy us, and we find it in Jesus Christ. It's not after the flesh, but it's after the Spirit. Now, Brother Cornelio mentioned this is the last night of the meeting. And you don't have to answer me, but I do have a question for you tonight. Have you been revived? Have you had needs met in your life? Because if you haven't, tonight is your night in the Lord. I don't believe that God is done. I believe the Lord has a fresh and a new blessing to pour out in our midst tonight. So we ask an interest in your prayers. Renee, if you would write for me again, I would appreciate it. The title of the message tonight is Fresh Fire. Fresh Fire. We'd like to begin over in the book of 1 Kings in the 18th chapter. Now, if you will recall, Elijah had, in essence, a meeting with the prophets of Baal. And he told them, he said, "Why halt ye between two opinions?" He said, if the Lord's God, then follow Him. And if Baal, then follow Him. That's verse 21. You know, the Lord's still saying the same thing tonight. If God is God and Jesus is the Son of God, then follow Him with all of your heart. But if you don't believe that's true, follow after the gods of this world. That's in essence, they were between. They had a place of decision. They were in a place of decision.
Yes.
Well, so it went on to say that Elijah kind of laid down the gauntlet for him, see? And he said, let's kind of see, have a test to see who's really God. The God of Israel or Baal. And so he said, you call on the name of your gods. This is verse 24. And he said, and all call on the name of the Lord. And he said, and the God that answereth by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. Is that still well spoken tonight?
Yeah.
If the God of this world can deliver you from sin and give you joy and peace and victory and bring your marriages together and bless you and give you eternal life, then with all of your heart, go after the things of the world. But if not, we need to turn our hearts to God. But they had a need to see who God was. So whoever answers by fire, let's acknowledge that that's the true God.
Yes.
And so as you know the story, they went out and they built their altar. There's the altar for Baal, and here's the altar for the God of Israel over on this side. And they put a bullock on each one of those. And the prophets of Baal began to cry out to their God. And as the day went on and the hours passed, no fire came from heaven.
Right.
Well, eventually, and Elijah was kind of egging them on a little bit. Well, maybe your God's asleep. Maybe He's on vacation, in other words. And so they begin to dance and shout and cut themselves and do all kinds of things in an effort to get God's attention.
Yeah.
God of Baal. Baal. And so then fire did not come. And so in the evening time, Elijah went over in verse 36, and he had them take 12 barrels of water and pour over the sacrifice. He wanted them to be sure you know who God is.
Right.
And he did not jump and cut himself, but he prayed a very simple prayer.
Yes.
Lord, we need you to show yourself to these people. We need you to reveal yourself. He said, hear me, O Lord, in verse 37, that this people may know that thou art the Lord thy God. In verse 38, it says, then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. And all the people saw and fell on their faces, and they said, "The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God." Wouldn't have you liked to have been there? I would have liked to have been there to see the fire fall from heaven. You know that our world tonight needs to see the fire of God? There are so many different religions and philosophies and ideologies that are out there, and they're all offering an avenue what they say is to something good.
Right.
What our world needs to see is the fire from God tonight.
Yes.
And I would just pose this question to you in the love of God. Do you have the fire of God in your heart tonight? Do you know there is only two answers to that question? Yes, I have it, or no, I don't. But I will say, I know sometimes it can start flickering and smoldering a little bit. Let's acknowledge that too. But do you know what it is? When we are not in denial, like we heard about the other night, if we will acknowledge and say, yes, I have a little bit of the fire of God, but it's kind of smoldering, the Lord wants to revive you tonight.
Yeah.
Though what the world does not need is more religions. Doesn't need just another group of people saying, well, follow our way. They don't need another fellowship. What the world needs to see is fresh fire from heaven. That we're not just living our lives based on some man a long time ago, based on some organization, but that people can see the fire of God in our lives. That they can see a difference. That they can see in our lives that we're not just dead in our traditions, but that we are alive in Christ and have a relationship with God that enables us to love our enemies, to forgive those that don't treat us right, and to live free from sin and to see the joy of the Lord.
Yeah.
You ever have someone come and sell you something? One of the first questions you want to ask him is, do you own one of those? I ask a vacuum cleaner sales, and by the way, well, I could save you some time. If you invite him in your house, just expect him to be there a while. But I remember when Renee and I first got married, I made a mistake and let him in. But the reality was, I asked him, I said, do you own one of those? And he hawed around a little bit. Well, and he had come up with some answer. This morning, tonight, if all we have is just another religion, we might as well go play basketball. Anybody want to go play? We might, if that's all we have. But there is something better tonight, but we need to open up our hearts and get some fresh fire from God to make this alive.
Yes.
There are too many people. There are too many churches. There are too many congregations that are losing the anointing and fire of the Holy Ghost in their midst. And the enemy is doing everything he can to try to subdue the fire of God. The world needs to see a people that love God with all of their heart. If they look on us as a people tonight, and on one hand, we're holding on to the world, and on the other hand, we're teaching and preaching holiness, we're sending a mixed message.
Yes.
What the world needs to see is a people that are devoted exclusively to the use of God, being there to worship Him in spirit and in truth daily, not just during revival, not just on Sundays, but in your homes, when you go to work, when you go to school, that people can see something different in your life.
Amen.
The fire of God. You say, but I got saved 10 years ago. I got saved 43 years ago. But do you know that's not enough to rely on what God did 43 years ago? I need something new from God today to make me alive, to enjoy my experience with God that goes beyond, well, it's time to go to church, and then the rest of the week I'll just go back to regular life. God wants our regular life tonight to be full of fire, sold out for God tonight. Then the world can be convinced there is a God. But take note that the fire did not fall on an altar that didn't have anything on it. People say, we want the fire. I've been praying. I've been longing, seeking, Lord, we need more of your anointing in our midst. But it's going to start. I want it in my life. I want greater anointing with God. I want greater power with God. And that doesn't mean a greater power to jump over the altar bench. It means greater power to lower temptation. Greater power to love the right. Greater power to go out and not be intimidated by the things of the world. We need greater power tonight. We need something fresh that's burning, that's alive. But too many people have a dead experience tonight. And we fall back on what we did way back then. No, how is your experience tonight with God?
Yeah.
Are you on fire for God? If you're not, I believe with all of my heart that God would long to open up this top of this tent and pour down fire of the Holy Ghost among us in a greater way, in a way that we have not seen for years. But the fire will not fall on an empty altar. There has to be a sacrifice on the altar. And we say, well, the church just doesn't have the fire it used to. What about your life? We can talk about everybody else, but if there's nothing on the altar, there's not going to be fire.
Yeah.
The Lord is looking for us to make a sacrifice of ourselves on the altar, and then His fire will come down in greater victory and power. Lord, help us. Lord, open up heaven tonight. Send the fire, Lord. Whatever it takes in my life, I want God's power in my life more than ever before. If you don't have power with God tonight, you will not be able to withstand against the temptations of this world. The influences of our world are so strong. It's going to take individuals. It's going to take people that are willing to give their all. And there are just frankly too many half-hearted professors tonight. I'm not interested, and I don't have the power to steal anybody's salvation anyway. But saints of God tonight, if you are not on fire, you don't have what God wants you to have. Is that too straight? All right, I'm going home tomorrow. If you are not on fire tonight, you do not have what God wants you to have. Because God has a blessing that He can send down, a fresh anointing in our lives that give meaning to how we live. I'm not just following, well, what group of people, okay, I'll fit into your traditions and I'll fit into how you dress and I won't listen to what you don't listen to and I'll kind of fix like you fix. Where's the joy in that? Where's the power in that? The power is when I put myself on the altar and say, Lord, I'm going to put everything right here and I want the power from God.
Yeah.
That's when the world can look on and say, you folks are different.
Right, yeah.
They don't need more religion. They need fresh to see fresh fire from heaven.
Yeah.
Fire in the Scripture is used in multiple ways. But many times in the Scripture, fire represents God.
Yeah.
God used fire. He uses fire as judgment. He used it, remember, in the burning bush. He spoke to Moses from the burning bush.
Yeah.
In the book of 1 Chronicles, and this, for save time, I'm just going to share some of it. In 1 Chronicles, in the 21st chapter, in the 26th verse, David had transgressed God's will. He numbered the people of Israel. He displeased God. And after he came to a place of repentance, he built an altar. And on that altar, he put a sacrifice. And when he placed the sacrifice on the altar and called on the Lord, the Scripture says, he answered him. God answered him from heaven by fire upon the altar, a burnt offering. When Solomon had built the temple, a place for the presence of God to come and dwell, they offered a sacrifice. You know what happened? Fire fell from heaven. Let's remember tonight, fire comes when there is sacrifice. Where there is minimal, and let's not forget this, where there is minimal sacrifice, there is minimal fire. If you do not have the joy of the Lord in your life tonight, you're missing out. And you say, I want something more than that. And you might look at someone else and say, I wish I had what they had, but we have different personalities. This is not about personality. This is about the anointing and the power and the fire of God working in your life, in your home, making this alive.
Yes.
Amen.
The Lord wants to send the fire, but where there's not very much sacrifice, and you wonder why I'm just not really having the joy of the Lord. Here's one of the reasons. Measure your sacrifice.
Yeah.
How much have you consecrated to God? You want greater power tonight? Have a greater sacrifice. Pour some water on it. Lord, whatever you want, I believe in the power of God. Amen. John the Baptist, in the book of Matthew, in the 3rd chapter, John the Baptist had been baptizing with water. And he said, I in verse 11 of Matthew 3, he said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with what? The Holy Ghost and with fire. The baptism of the Holy Spirit was equated with fire. Where is the fire tonight? Are you on fire for God? Is the Holy Spirit dwelling in you richly? Are you enjoying your salvation tonight? If you're not enjoying your salvation, God wants to pour down His fire in your life tonight. If you're having problems in your marriage, it's not happenstance. There's a reason you're having problems. If you want God to work in your home, place yourself on the altar and say, Lord, whatever it takes, work in my life, but I need something greater than what I have. And the Lord will send the fire. But it's when we are following after our selfish ways, when we are wanting to live like I want to live and hold on to the things that I want to do, and then we wonder, where's the fire? The Lord wants to pour down rich fire, fresh fire, this tonight in our lives. Well, the Scripture says that the letter killeth, but the Spirit does what? Spirit giveth life. Are you alive? You said, but we have the Word. I appreciate the Word of God tonight. Yeah. But you know, people can use the Word of God to bring death to people. Yeah. They use the Word of God to condemn. They use the Word of God to cut off. Yeah. They use the Word of God to be in bondage in their own religious life. Well, I can't do that, and I can't do this. And okay, if you get saved, young people, you're just going to have to follow this list of rules. There's no joy in that. Right. Let's expose the enemy for where he's working. There's no joy in that. That is bondage. I don't want that tonight. I want the Word of God to be alive in my life. I want to believe it, but I want it to bring hope to me. I want the Word of God to inspire me to draw closer to God. What's the answer? The answer is the Holy Spirit is what brings life to His Word.
Amen.
So in its dead tonight, the Lord wants to rain down fire and make it alive. I would tonight that each one of us could go home in this last night of the meeting, stirred and revived and on fire for God. You know what would happen to the city of Pred if everyone here got a real experience of fresh fire from God? I believe the Lord would turn prayer upside down, thank God. Isn't that what the apostles did on the day of Pentecost? When they were seeking God, the Holy Spirit was poured out upon them as cloven tongues like as a fire. And they went out and they began to preach. They have boldness then because they have something burning inside that I can't keep quiet. And the Scripture says in one place that they turned the world upside down.
Yes.
Thank God for people that were willing to sacrifice and put everything on the altar, to be willing to go out and be different and unique.
Amen.
But they weren't afraid of it anymore.
Yes.
Because they had something burning inside.
Yes.
Oh, if you have something burning tonight, you know what I'm talking about. But if you're dead tonight and you're not enjoying this salvation, we sang these songs tonight. It was all I could do to keep in my seat. If you feel that way, don't stay in your seat. It's okay. It's all right to get up and praise God. But we heard these songs, these wonderful songs of Zion, and something was burning because it's real, and it's true, and it's alive. That's the Holy Spirit that makes it alive to us. If this is just dead tonight, get out of your seat and come and place yourself on the altar and ask God to pour out something better in your life. Oh, we need fresh fire tonight. I'm not interested in propagating a religion or a philosophy or doctrines of something from 140 years ago. I'm interested in taking the words that Jesus taught and following that with all of my heart and all my life. That's where the power
found. And people said, where'd you all come from? You know that man called Jesus? You know what? He started a church. And it was God's church. It wasn't man's church. And they want to identify us by this brand and that brand. I want to be branded by the fire of the Holy Ghost tonight. I want people to look on and see something different. Not because of something we've manufactured, but because of the power from the Holy Spirit. Lord bless tonight. They had power, and they had fire, and they had an evangelistic attitude and spirit and desire. I got something good. I don't want to keep it to myself. You know what fire does? Fire motivates.
Yes.
Good example of that is Samson. Remember what Samson did to his enemies, the Philistines? He went out and he caught 300 foxes. Got 300 foxes and he took them two by two and he tied their tails together. He didn't just let them go. Do you remember what he did? What'd he do? He set their tails on fire. Those foxes didn't stand still anymore. That fire was a motivator. That fire went out on the enemy's territory and it began to burn their territory. Oh, I would tonight that we be motivated by the fire of the Holy Spirit and go out and start conquering some more of the enemy's land tonight. There's been too long. We've been too long at this place tonight. We may say, is God going to send some great revival before Jesus comes back? I don't know that there's evidence of that in the Word. But I know that every time, in every place where there are men and women of God that will place their life on the altar, God will pour out a greater anointing. And I believe that we need a greater anointing among us. But it's going to take sacrifice. It's going to take consecration. It's going to take more than I'm just going along with the group. The group doesn't have fire to give to you.
Right.
It comes in your personal relationship and walk with God when you humble yourself before Him. It is fire tonight that causes water to boil. And when water is boiling, it's not lukewarm.
Right.
Church at Laodicea, they were lukewarm. And the Spirit of God said to the John, He said, I would that you were cold or that you were hot, but you're lukewarm. He said, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. What is the advantage of being cold? The advantage of being cold is at least you will acknowledge you're not hot.
Right.
God can work with people that are cold a whole lot easier than He can work with people that are lukewarm.
Yes.
Because most people that are cold will say, yeah, I'm pretty cold spiritually. Not a lot going on. And we can come to services faithfully, and we can sing, and we can testify, and we can be good moral people. Saints, that's not enough.
Right.
That's not enough. The Lord is looking for someone to dedicate themselves to Him. The Lord is looking for someone that He can open up heaven and say, here's a sacrifice that I can pour out fire on. And I think about the prophet Ezekiel. Remember, the Lord took Ezekiel and He gave him a vision. He took him to the valley of what kind of bones?
Dry
bones. They weren't alive. Ezekiel 37. He took him and saw, showed him this valley of dry bones, and he said, can these bones live? Can this religious group, can this person that there is absolutely no life, can they live? Can these bones live? And the prophet said, thou knowest. Sometimes we look on people's lives like, Lord, I know I can't even answer that one.
Right.
You know. You know. And the Lord told Ezekiel, He said, prophesy. And he began to preach the word. You remember what happened? It said those bones begin to come together. Thank God.
Yes.
You know that the word of God begins to give structure to who we are as a people. The doctrines, the commandments of God, those are vitally important. It's like our bones. But do you know that bones alone do not have life? The Word of God gives structure. We say, I've got the Word, I've got the doctrine down to a T. But is there life tonight?
Yes.
Is there fire tonight? And then the Lord told him, prophesy again. And the Lord breathed on that skeleton. He breathed on those bones. And those bones, he breathed life into them. Yeah. And they began to get flesh and sinew. And the bones got up. And what did they do? They walked around, didn't they? Yeah. In the valley of dry bones. We live in a world of dry religion. We live in a world, a form of godliness. We live in a world that everybody's saying, we've got it over here, and what church is right, and I'm so confused, and I don't know where to go anymore. I guess it's all just, none of it's true anymore. That's what the world's seeing. It's what the world's doing. And so now, they're denying the very existence of the Son of God because they don't see God. So what's our responsibility tonight? If we would say, Lord, would you breathe in me something fresh tonight? Would you breathe in me something that will make me alive? Scripture talks about being fervent in spirit. Being fervent in spirit. That word fervent means to be glowing hot. Glowing hot. Boiling. So is it fair tonight for the Holy Spirit to meddle in our life this evening? Is that all right? Are you fervent in spirit now? Lord, help me to examine my own life. Yeah. But I don't want to be in denial. If I'm cold, I want to say I'm cold. If I'm lukewarm, I want to say I'm lukewarm. But are you fervent in spirit tonight? Are you glowing? Do you have the fire of God, that inner peace and that joy, and you have that something burning inside? You hear the gospel being preached, and there's something inside that's saying, yes, amen, that's right. And if you're not there and you're not measured to it, you don't get on the preacher, but you say, Lord, I'm not there, but I want to get there. That's what the Lord can begin to work with. That's when the Lord can begin to revive us as a people. It's how the Lord can begin to revive your marriages. Can these dead bones live? It looks pretty impossible. Not with God. Yes, not with God. He can take that which is dead and He can make it alive. Thank the Lord. He can take those of us. Maybe we've been living for God for a long time and we've got settled down and we're just as content sitting down now. We're just content. I don't want to do anything. I'm just going to kind of go along until the Lord comes back to take me home. The Lord wants to send down some fire. He wants you to get out of your seat and start working for God. He doesn't want us to stay in the same place. When you've got the power and the anointing and the fresh fire of the Holy Ghost, it's going to move you from where you are. It's going to motivate you. Now that does not mean we're not going to have life to live. We have schoolwork to do, and we have work to do, and we've got children to raise, but when you have the fire of God, it makes a difference in your life. You can't live on the blessings of yesterday. We need a fresh anointing and fresh power tonight. It is this. When we read over in the book of Matthew, chapter 25, about the 10 virgins, they were pure. Unspotted, unadulterated, they were virgins. But 5 of the 10, 50% of them, had let their oil run out. And where there is no oil, there is no what? There's no fire. Where there's no oil, there's no fire. And we know when the bridegroom came and the knock was at the door, he came to the door. They began to look around and say, wait, we need more. Our lamp has gone out. In other words, it's indicative that one time they had fire. One time they had anointing. One time they did have that joy and the Spirit of God working in their life. And yet, through time, they let it run out. We need to wake up tonight. We need to wake up. The time is near. I don't want to be one of the 5 foolish. I want to say, Lord, tonight I need a fresh anointing, something that will invigorate me, something that will stir me, something that will keep me from settling down and being complacent in my soul. I need fire of the Holy Spirit tonight. And I freely acknowledge tonight in my own life, if this is confession or acknowledgement or encouragement, take it how you will. But in my own life, like they sang in the song, sometimes you get in and take your bucket and it seems like there's just dust at the bottom of the well. And sometimes, and I remember going through some battles and through some trials and having some heavy burdens and some hurts. And it seemed like I told my wife, I said, I feel like the joy of the Lord is just seeping out of me. Because I'm getting weighted down. I'm getting burdened. Saints of God, tonight, when you go through the battles of life, the enemy will try to take your joy away.
Yes.
Been there more than once. I told Renee, and even in my ministry, I told Renee, I said, I don't want to lose. I don't want to lose what God's called me to do. But I was getting overburdened. And I felt like I didn't have anything to offer anymore. Not that I did anyway, but I felt like just even a vessel, I was starting to feel broken. And it's like, Lord, I want to come back to that well. I want to come back and say, Lord, I need to be renewed in my spirit. I need a fresh anointing in my life because I've been getting pressed down. I've been weighted down. Oh, tonight, thank God, the Lord has renewed and revived and restored over and over and over throughout the years. Yes. It's no disgrace tonight to say, yes, I'm not quite where I want to be. It seems like the tolls of life are just zapping something from me. Then, Lord, I just call for fresh fire tonight. I need a renewal of the power of the Holy Ghost in my life.
Amen.
But are we willing tonight? We sit and we hear the gospel preached. Camp meeting after camp meeting. Sunday after Sunday. Revival after revival. What's changing tonight? The Lord wants to make a definitive, definite change because of the fire of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Fire tonight will fall when there is a sacrifice. And that's why in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, he said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present what?
Your bodies.
I can't present you. I can't present my wife. I can't present my children. But he said, I beseech you, therefore, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a what? A living sacrifice unto God. Holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. God is not unreasonable tonight. But the fire of the Holy Ghost, the anointing, the renewal, the power, the passion, it will not come where there is not sacrifice. You want greater fire? Give greater sacrifice. You want more power in your life and greater anointing? Come and say, Lord, here I am. I've been holding on, but I'm willing and ready to put it all on the altar.
Amen.
It is amazing what God can do with imperfect vessels.
Yes.
But it takes that broken vessel coming before the Lord saying, Lord, I am needy of what you have to offer. I believe tonight, just like in the days of Elijah, that people need to see God. I want my family to see God. I want my family to see God in a greater way. I want my congregation to see greater fire. I want to see the body of Christ. But I want the world to be able to look on and see God.
Yes.
So how can we do that? It's not by our traditions. It's not by what we can vote on and manufacture tonight. It's going to come by saying, Lord, here I am. I place myself on the altar. Lord, renew me. Lord, I want that fire tonight. I don't want to go home. Last night of the meeting. You may say, well, it's an escape. Last night, it's over. Breathe a sigh of relief. But if you do that tonight, you're going to go home the same person. I believe God wants to make a change tonight. And I believe, and I just keep having this vision of the Lord of literal fire coming down from heaven. I believe God wants to do that tonight. But where there is no sacrifice, there is no fire. If you will be willing tonight, if there's a lack and there's a need in your life, if there's a lack of that fervency for God, if you've been getting complacent, if there's a place you haven't been having power, there is an answer tonight. And it is by coming and saying, Lord, here I am. Renew me, refresh me, pour out the fire that will be fresh and alive in my life. Amen.
Amen.